Brighton Festival 2018.
Okay, now we have more on the show Apple, as we were discussing earlier. It's a show for the very youngest children, up for some festival fun. Apples is at the Spire, which is a beautiful venue up Kemptown Way, this coming weekend, and it's aimed at 1 to 5 year olds. The audience enter a cosy yurt to discover an unusual apple tree and three crates that burst open with energetic kitchen tools and all kinds of wacky implements, which come together to make delicious apple sauce. Without speaking a word, the Dutch performers Cassia and Dees invite their young children to join them for a sublime feast for the senses that will leave you taking a second look at the ordinary things in life. Rebecca Sandals, our Rebecca, who is usually presenting instead of me, caught up by Skype with one half of the couple who performed the piece, Diska Griners, and asked what had inspired them.
Our inspiration for the show is really our own son, now 6, but when he was 1.5 or 1 year old, there was so little nice shows for him. While he was so enthusiastic and wondered by little things like steam coming out from a pot and trucks and bicycles and moving stuff, we thought like it was really easy for someone to capture in his imagination, but nobody did that in a show, only with big music, sound, color things. So we thought, let's make it ourselves. We started with those little things that he was wondered by, put it together, and then, it came together and became a little storyline.
It's really for the little children, and often people might think, well, my child's maybe too young, they're only 2, they can't sit still for too long.
Yeah.
But that's just your audience then.
Yeah, that's our audience. Yeah, we made it especially for the little ones. It's non-verbal, so there is much variation. And the total length is also only 25 minutes of watching our show. And then the children can play themselves for that time too. So they can, go on and do things themselves because they want to.
I noticed that in the description that it says 60 minutes including playtime, and I thought I want to go to shows that have got playtime included.
You're welcome. A lot of the times the parents and the adults are playing too, so
so it's in a yurt. So why a yurt and why apples?
It's in a yurt because we started playing it at festivals and wanted to create space where the concentration was best. Well, we started with red balls and improvisation about that, and later the red balls became apples. And now it's our main character. It's a kind of an elementary thing, an apple, I think.
When your audience is predominantly such little people, how do you anticipate their reaction and cope with what could be quite a rowdy crowd in front of you?
Don't usually have trouble with that. Of course, sometimes there is someone who can't concentrate for that long, or it's not that long. And there are all elements that children are fascinated by. So I think that helps a lot. And we also keep it small, the audience, so it makes it easier to focus, I think, and the yurt helps too.
Yeah, so it's not overwhelming, and they'll sit there sort of mouths open and aghast in that way that captivated young children do.
Lots of the time they are, and they are so with the story that it's over before they know, I think. And then they can play themselves, so they just go from one thing to the other.
It sounds great fun. Thank you so much for your time, and have a wonderful time in Brighton.
So that was Diska Griners talking to Rebecca Sandals via the hit and miss magic of Skype about apples. That's at the Spire in Kemptown, with 3 shows during the day on Saturday the 12th, Saturday the 12th of May, and 3 shows on Saturday the 13th, all at times to suit young children.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.